HarperCollins presents Little Experts. Amazing Bodies. Written and read by Dr. Ronks. This book is dedicated to you. Yes, you. Anytime it feels like something is too hard, I want you to say this sentence out loud. Dr. Ronks says, I've got this. I can do it and I will do it. And whatever happens, I tried my best. Special shout out to the kids of my chosen family. Ada, Aria, Bailey, Kaylin, Chloe, Cooper, Darwin, Ailey, Emily, Finn, Grace, Harry, Josh, Kiki, Luke, Maud, Marley, Noah, Anaisha, Olivia, Poppy, Tao, Tyler, Wilf C, Wilf P, and last but not least, Zadie. And here's a message from Ashton Atts, who illustrated the cover of this audiobook. For all the children and young people who will read this book, I hope you get swept away in the magic of art and education. Introduction. My love for the human body started with a fascination with plants.
What? Plants? Dr. Ronks?
Yep, plants. Even though I'm a medical doctor, it all started with a curious interest in plants. One of the first things I remember being taught is that plants need carbon dioxide to live and we need oxygen. I thought it was lucky that plants need our waste product, carbon dioxide, to survive, and we need their waste product, oxygen, to survive. And I loved the science experiments that we did at school. But why did I become a doctor? Well, not only did science excite me at school, I was always trying to find science and medical books in my local library. When I was older, I also watched a programme that was set in a hospital. I don't really think I understood much of what was going on medically, but I knew the doctors were helping people. There was a lot of blood, injuries and lifelike operations, but not only this, the doctors were kind and caring. And there were doctors of all ages, abilities, races and genders. In one episode, a doctor gave a patient a new medicine that enabled the patient to move a part of her body that had stopped moving due to brain damage. The patient was able to use her limbs, and I was like, wow!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?